Larry is a partner in the Telecommunications Media Technology Group of Edward Wildman's Washington, D.C. office, with over two decades of experience in communications technology. Larry is active in the cloud computing industry and represents cloud service providers, customers, and investors, among others, on a range of strategic, contractual, legal, and regulatory compliance issues. His current assignments include a range of aspects of cloud computing customer development and deployment. Larry was previously president and CEO of a facilities-based telecommunications company, and in that capacity was responsible for developing a cloud-focused strategy and constructing and deploying a broadband IP telecommunications cloud network. Please welcome Larry Friedman to the Cloud Developers Summit and Expo.
Thank you very much. My own best wishes to Mike, who I've come to know over the last couple years. This is Michael's presentation. I'm standing in for him. I do have my own regulatory workshop later this afternoon, which is more my core expertise. Mike and I have worked together for a while. We first met. He was a consultant to the company I've been closely associated with in developing the cloud strategy. And we are working together entrepreneurially on a lot of new ideas in the cloud space. So if you wanted to picture what Mike looks like, picture somebody, hate to say this, a couple decades younger, with, we call it ginger hair and some stuff going on the face, and then you'll get a better picture of Mike. So think of that picture, listen to me. I'm gonna do my best to deliver Mike's presentation, and I'm pretty understand this stuff, but please bear with me and indulge if I don't get some of the details, and would be happy to put you all in touch to either answer your questions about this presentation or to get directly back in touch with Mike for follow-up questions. And I think the core of this, if I just hit, there we go. The core of this is really about taking some of the basic cloud building blocks and talking about a few value adds that Mike and his team, known as VDI Space, have developed in looking, that's all right, I've got these, in thinking about this. I think the concept that, and that is what is so exciting and I think enrolling for those of us in the cloud space, is the notion that really the sky is the limit. So there's certainly sort of the cloud building blocks, and these are familiar to many of you. This is sort of phrased in a way to kind of give it a little different perspective. Software as a service, the notion of sort of consuming IT. Platform as a service, the concept of building on IT. And infrastructure as a service, the actual notion of migrating to IT is just another construct or way of thinking about these things. Let's go through each one, or let's see how Mike went through each one. On software as a service, it really starts with sort of the core. And these are the kind of basic things that are applicable to many different businesses, including both SMBs, which, oh, by the way, we happen to see incredible potential in this cloud space and perhaps untapped potential as some of the big players in the space have sort of gone fishing for whales and hunting for elephants, but we see huge potential for SMB, but also enterprise. Microsoft Office, basic business operations like accounting and administration, the core kind of communications, email, voice, and IM, and of course the ever-popular unified communications. And some might say overly hyped, but the market still is reflecting tremendous valuations for unified communications businesses, so there must be something to that. CRM is probably one of the top and pipeline. Led by Salesforce.com, among many, many others in the cloud space, and of course, core business delivery. So these are sort of some of the cores in the SaaS space upon which we're going to talk about additional ways to kind of build from there. Then you get the notion of platform as a service or building on it. And this, again, the concept is building on the core. What is cool for us when we talk about industry-specific and vertical-centric software is creating platforms that allow customization. The notion of not only having a generic cloud platform, but creating a real estate industry or a hospitality industry or a financial services industry platform to customize and welcome customized applications for those industries is something we see as a huge potential and enabled by the cloud. Custom development, leverage, taking existing investments in IT and not losing the value of those, and scaling to move those forward are some of the concepts here. Desktop as a service is a particularly specialty of the company that Mike is involved with. We see this as a very exciting aspect of cloud and a core value of the whole virtualization concept that cloud enables. It's all about that user interface experience. We're rapidly moving to a scenario where, and people who have been in the computing industry for a long time will probably laugh because it sort of started out this way, and then you used to have mainframes and sort of edge terminals that were not so smart, and then we moved all of the intelligence to the edge, and now we're moving it back to kind of a centralized core. Although that centralized core is much more dynamic and much more flexible and much more customizable, and that's the exciting part. But really, desktop as a service is a signal line of a return to that sort of concept. And it has a lot of tremendous benefits, which we're seeing in the marketplace today. Infrastructure as a service, the concept of migrating to IT. So this is making SaaS and platform as a service possible. Centralizing the orchestration, having open architecture, so we try to avoid limits on what can be by keeping that sort of open source concept in there. Cloud on demand, I think that's becoming table stakes now. The kind of instant respondability. Big companies like Amazon and smaller companies brag that you can snap your fingers in a matter of seconds, minutes, hours, spin up servers, get services, add to. I think one of the things too is not only the ability to do that, but the ability to kind of do that in a smart, thoughtful way. So having a portal or interface that enables that, we found is critical. And having a line of communication with the customer so that the customer gets the kind of response they want. Some customers may like that sort of do-it-yourself, let me order, let me control scenario. Other customers may prefer to be able to call, you know, 202 Larry or 702 Mike and say, help me do that. And so the flexibility to accommodate those different customer needs is key. From a revenue perspective, these are some of the concepts that VDI and we have looked at in thinking about cloud. Uniformity, agnostic, and usability for cloud management. Some sort of centralized method of administration for cloud hierarchy so that we can begin to kind of manage the different layers, management platform, leveraging all of the hypervisors and public cloud resources. So people in this room are familiar that it's not exactly snap your fingers cloud. You do have the different layers of management to handle. And the ability to do that in an efficient way is one of the key aspects of this. These are some of the areas as you get into the basics and beyond the basics and build on the core that the folks at VDI Space have seen some particular interest and potential in expanding the horizons of a core cloud-based platform. Physical security is one. And generally, the security as a concept overall is a major buzzword in the stakeholders that we're talking to, and everybody has their own reasons for it. Cybersecurity, we've talked about a lot. This is focusing on the other side of it and sometimes goes hand in hand because a lot of the cybersecurity controls require physical security controls as well. So certainly centralized means of visibility and proactivity throughout the analytic processing, an ability to get great virtual security as a service, even biometrics as a service, the ability to create push-pull credentials in order to have another arrow in the quiver of physical restrictions that begin to kind of control who has access to the network. Again, it's not just government or sensitive agencies, and it's not even just big Fortune X 100 or enterprise companies. We're working right now with a small to medium-sized real estate developer, but they have European investors who are very sensitive about their data, and they take extreme means even in their pre-cloud world to make sure that that data is protected, and it's very important to them to continue that as they migrate to the cloud. Building intelligence, it's next. They're precursors to an existing need. The building intelligence is something that has an immense potential, and that goes to not only security, but to management and the ability to kind of take a cloud-based platform and mash up a lot of building management concepts, whether it's energy, security, or other kinds of demands on the building, has huge potential. And those are some of the things that I think VDI Space and Mike Fraser are working on. The concept, in a nutshell, is to take the core cloud and begin to kind of layer on some of these value-add applications and create some value and potential from there. Thank you very much.